is VOA News. I'm David Berg. As they wrap up their arguments against President Donald Trump, House Democrats say he will keep abusing his office unless Congress steps in. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
He is who he is.
Lead impeachment manager Adam Schiff says the president will not change. He didn't after getting caught.
Cannot leave a man like that in office.
It's day three of Democrats making their case to skeptical Republicans who say they're tired of hearing the same arguments over and over while saying the president acted appropriately. Jay Sekulow and his lawyers will present their case starting tomorrow morning.
We're going to rebut and refute. And we're going to put on an affirmative case tomorrow.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president himself was in front of a more supportive crowd Friday when he appeared at the annual March for Life rally, the first sitting U.S. president to do so. Mr. Trump told the crowd it was a profound honor to speak to them and that he stands with them.
Unborn children have never had a stronger defender in the White House.
Trump's visit was also another bid to enlist evangelical Christian voters and conservatives to help him win another term. Past presidents who opposed abortion stayed away from the march to avoid being too closely associated with demonstrators who want to outlaw abortion. Trump was a late convert to the cause. He previously said he was pro-choice, but then changed his stance once he ran for office. Fears about the spread of the coronavirus from China pushed stock prices lower Friday, with the Dow Jones Industrials losing 0.58%. The S&P 500 dropped by 0.9%. The Nasdaq lost 0.93%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. China has reported 15 more deaths and 180 new cases of coronavirus, according to the health department in Hubei province. The report came after China locked down 10 cities out of concern about the spread of the virus. We get more from Reuters' Michelle Hennessy.
Chinese media are reporting that some hospitals have only 3 to 4 days left of supplies and are running low on testing kits. Now, some hospitals are calling on public support, issuing appeals for things like masks and protective suits for medical workers. One doctor, who asked to remain anonymous, said hospitals would rather wait for support from the central government. But right now, they have no other option. To add to the problem, Friday marked the start of the 7-day Lunar New Year holiday in China. That means manufacturers, suppliers and distributors of medical gear will close and could exacerbate the shortages. Health authorities are also fearing a boom in the infection rate as hundreds of millions of people travel around China and abroad for the holiday.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. A powerful earthquake struck eastern Turkey on Friday, killing at least 14 people and collapsing buildings near the epicenter of the tremor. The European Mediterranean Seismological Center said the magnitude 6.8 quake hit Elazığ province about 550 kilometers east of Ankara. Several aftershocks followed the initial jolt. Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Management Authority said 8 people died in Elazığ and 6 more in the neighboring province of Malatya. Regional governors said hundreds of people were injured. Turkey has a history of powerful earthquakes, with official counts saying more than 17,000 people died in August of 1999 when a 7.6 magnitude quake struck the western city of Izmit. The Pentagon now says that 34 U.S. troops have been diagnosed with traumatic brain injuries since an Iranian missile strike. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
I heard that they had headaches.
That was President Trump earlier this week. Shortly after the January 8th strike, he said he'd been told there were no U.S. troops injured. But the Pentagon now says 34 service members have been diagnosed with concussions, and 17 remain under medical observation or treatment.
A lot of these symptoms, they are late developing. They manifest over a period of time.
Spokesman Jonathan Hoffman explained.
The symptoms can get better, they can get worse. So we may see those numbers change a little bit. This is a snapshot in time.
Asked Wednesday whether he considered traumatic brain injuries serious, President Trump said,
"No, I don't consider them very serious injuries relative to other injuries that I've seen."
That's Ben Thomas reporting. And I'm David Byrd, VOA News.